And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app in the mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a very busy San Diego landing. So you're down here today. You can see they're smoking today with big fish. I mean, yeah. Sean's overloaded over there at Fisherman's Processing.
I can't imagine.
How many fish?
Raymond, you better keep that knife sharp today,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai, is here. Having a great show here and just tons of good questions and phone calls and lots of good knowledge from Kevin.
Yeah, so this has been great. If you want to join in on the fun in the second hour, we'd sure love to hear from you. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Been a very busy morning. Phones are totally packed up. No surprise with Kevin in here, but you're going to get shoot through in the second hour. 213-432-1090. Or text the show. We've been reading some fun texts, and we're going to read a lot more here in the second hour. That text the show option only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And not only are we talking fun with Kevin, he's been sharing such great info with us. We are giving away such a rad prize today at the end of the show today. One lucky caller is going to get to go fishing on a full day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And then when you're on that your trip, you're going to get hooked up with a huge prize pack from Kevin and Savage Gear. Kevin's talking about a $500 value loaded with killer Savage Gear goodies.
Whoa.
All of this kind
and
of
he brought a bunch of stuff. It's really cool.
I'm telling you, yeah, you're going to be so hooked up. The realism of a lot of these baits and just the style, and they have everything, you know, soft squid, hard plastic trolling lures, hard resin, you know, stick baits and poppers and the whole nine. You're getting hooked up. It's a really cool prize pack, and we sure appreciate Kevin and Savage Gear putting that together.
Yeah, and you get the trip on the Liberty, too.
Yeah, not a bad deal, dude.
Yeah, Big Dave from Lodera Ranch said he just signed the Safe Fishing petition, and as everybody should, again, savefishing.com. That stops that ridiculous the where they're trying to basically put the sport fishing industry out of business there. So savefishing.com, sign the petition because it's coming up here real soon. Anyway, his question is, do you prefer a gaff or a net on the kayak? And do you like spinning or bait casting reels when you're fishing on the kayak?
So as a requirement for kayak fishing in California, you have to have a net that is not a dip net, like a scoop net for your bait.
You do.
You have to have a landing
always
net. Yes, it's a requirement.
18 inches in diameter.
Yep. No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to have it on board. Whether you use it or not, that's up to you. So you have to have a net. I have mine in my hatch. I don't ever
like
go and get it.
Like a collapsible one.
Yeah, it's just there. It's a Promar net that's the foldable one.
I was going to say, Promar makes the quote-unquote keep you legal but keep it out of your way net. It folds up
literally
into nothing, but it is an 18-inch landing net that keeps you legal.
All right.
Yep. You have to have it. If you just get happen to have a Coast Guard boat roll up on you and you don't have it, or a DFG, they can get you. But the gaff is like, that is the bread and butter out in La Jolla, at least, and off the coast here.
Short gaff, long gaff?
4 feet is what I like.
4 feet.
4 feet, and I use the AFCO gaff.
Yeah, that AFCO gaff's perfect.
The fiberglass and the 4-inch hook. I don't like the small hook. I like 4-inch. Man, I have mine. It's the epoxy's falling off because it's like 20, it's like 12 years old or something. It's ancient, so I love it. It's got so much UV. It's nothing against AFCO. It's just I don't take care of my stuff as much, of my kayak stuff as much as I should. So the epoxy has been damaged by UV.
Well, it's 12 years old,
12
right?
Years old, man. Yeah. It's still going.
It's probably gaffed a few fish in its lifetime,
it's
too.
Good memories.
I don't think they're going to be bummed when you tell people that you've got a 12-year-old faded gaff. I think they're going to be just fine with that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful gaff.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, we had a fun text come through kind of banking off of the first first person that said Kevin tried to kill him, and it was a second, Kevin tried to kill me too. Suntan lines on my legs lasted all summer, from Dave and Poway.
Now we should explain that these people that you're trying to kill, it's just long days on the water. It's like they're just having fun. Yeah. It's all in fun, but it's like you're hardcore is what basically they're trying to say.
I think I need to start increasing my insurance. I need to go from $1 million on up. I've taken a lot of people out that probably didn't have the expectation of having a 14-hour day.
Yeah.
So it's I really don't like coming back in without fish.
But do they complain? Do they say, you know, take me home? I mean, if they say take me home, you take them home. But I'm not here and take me home, right?
I usually have a soft pitch like, hey, if you'd like to go home, it's on you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get you on fish, it's up to you.
Sometimes it takes time on the water, right?
So some people, they'll realize after we're about 4 miles away from the launch, they kind of go,
here.
Maybe we should start heading in. An hour and a half pedal back in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Kevin. Dennis in Vista is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. Love the show.
Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, congratulations, Kevin, on your Savage Gear hookup with that them and the I think you mentioned it was Bubba Blaze that you're with, too?
Yes. So the rep group shares that brand, too.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations on that. I take this opportunity to ask you, what size hook do you use when you're throwing like a 4-inch bug into toolies? And what's the brand that you use?
So, Dennis, you're playing it off pretty good, but we fish together too much, you know? just the backstory really quick. Dennis and I, during this time, I've been kind of fishing my brains out and didn't work. I fished with him in Lake Mead and all in Lake, not Otay. Actually, we fished Otay too. But anyways, I introduced him to the KVD Perfect Plastics Beavers. And I don't know if you guys, that is a freshwater lure.
Okay.
And we just start smashing them on this thing. So,
really?
Yeah, that's what he's throwing out there. The 4-inch sweet beaver, I fish typically like a 4-odd EWG Gamakatsu and a 1/4-ounce weight, if you're depending on how deep you're fishing or whatever, but that's kind of the bread and butter. Tungsten, maybe a 1/2-ounce if you're trying to get into toolies in the back, but... yeah, that's a great lure.
I bet they have those at East County Bait and Tackle.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the regular or the super line? The heavy gauge or the regular gauge?
It depends. So if you're trying to catch, like, smaller fish in open water with not so much, crazy, you're typically throwing that. Well, actually, it depends. It's a very versatile lure, but I use the super line at Thule's and then the regular one, the regular little thinner wire hook. In open water with nothing around, just like a Texas rig. I was introduced to that lure. They were made by Reaction Innovations at the time. They were like the only people that had that lure by a guy in when I was fishing Casitas with my dad, when we used to do like a trip up and down California and fish all these lakes up and down like Nacimiento and Kachuma. And that lure is just so good. It is like I caught so many fish with that guy. His name is Mark Matrini. And it was like 8s, 7s, 6s.
Wow.
Blew my mind.
And what's the lure called?
It's called a beaver. The thing is a beaver. It's like, he calls it a bug, a woolly bug. Like, that's all that design is like that. It has two claws that come out. It looks...
A beaver bait is like a kind of short, wide, longer, soft plastic with two big flukes kind of hanging. Almost scampy-ish in a much different way, but for a visual, it's
all right.
It's deceptive because it really doesn't look like much, but it kills them.
It kills them. Okay, good tip. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us. Thanks a lot for calling this morning.
Yeah. All right. How about next up? We talk to Jonathan, who's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Hey, Jonathan, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing today?
What's up,
very good.
Earlier there was a lot. Earlier there was a lot of talk about the sheep heads, so I was wondering. The size hook you're using for that, and are you, one of those guys that, swears by the shrimp, or do you do like an anchovy, or you fish the squid for the sheephead?
Great questions.
So they'll eat a lot of, they're opportunistic, but they're super smart. If you really want to get down to it, you do the shrimp thing because it's just they just love it. They're really onto crustaceans, and I would say that I mentioned it before, a 2-odd to 4-odd circle hook. The Nautilus circle hook is super good. Past that, you can try your own baits. You know, if you really want a really big one, you take a chance with fin bait, but you won't get numbers. So it's just my personal experience. But a lot of guys, you know, that are sport boats, they'll catch them dropper looping down a sardine. Just gets big ones somehow. Okay. So they're opportunistic. I think that you'll get stuff on the stupid and all different kinds of baits.
You've mentioned catching a handful of big ones, including 20-pound plusers. Have those all been with the shrimp, or will you fish a fin bait to try and target a real big one as well?
I've tried fin bait, and I just don't get the numbers of big ones too. So I just shrimp. Like, that's kind of where I'm at.
I always remember hearing people talk about it. Never done it, but have you ever fished crawdads?
I did, with very minimal success.
Okay.
Yeah, something about the smell.
Uh-huh.
It's foreign to them. So, the shrimp, I feel like they at least it's so. Oh man, like even when we pull out shrimp and you smell it, you're like, that is shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's fresh, you know, when it's bad, it's like, oh, that's shrimp.
Yeah, you don't want to use rotten shrimp.
No.
Yeah, so. You don't want to use rotten flyers either.
Yeah.
Anyway, another great, thanks a lot for the call. Another good text here. What's the most unusual fish that you've caught, Kevin, in the bay?
Oh, in the bay?
Yeah. And, well, let's overall. Let's take it from overall.
So I used to travel. I've traveled quite a lot with Hobie over the years. A very strange, sexy fish that happened was a yellowfin I caught in Panama in 30 feet of water while Kubera fishing. That was pretty wild.
30 feet.
It was on the rocks. I mean, you've been been to Panama? You both been
there?
Okay.
Times, yeah.
You know how it is. Like, it goes from 0 feet to 60 feet sometimes.
Yeah.
So this thing was right against it. I didn't have any expectations.
Wow.
That was a weird one. That was a sexy fish. But the weird, not-so-sexy fish in the bay, I don't know. Like, to me, a midshipman's pretty weird.
Sure.
Yeah. When I first heard about it, someone had mentioned that this fish, like, has bioluminescence and it lights up at night.
Uh-huh.
So at some point, I had caught one, and it was at night, and I saw the blinking lights going on.
Really?
Along.
So it's that was in the bay?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
They're like, you know what a sarcastic fringe head is?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but even weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they glow at night.
They have a lateral line that does, like, the flickering, like, lights show.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's supposed to attract prey, right?
Whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It's weird,
fish,
cheap
man.
Water fish.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, great text. Hey, well, with that said, let's find out what's going on the water from your saltwater guide. He's got our fishdope.com report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. I'm sure you can hear the carts in the background bumping along. Like Pete said, those guys are going to have a very busy day, because not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish. They offer spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. They're all available now at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Pete had mentioned yesterday, it is a very, very busy time for not only Fisherman's Processing, but everybody. Got to make a reservation right now.
Yep.
Reservations are key just to making sure that your spot is secured and you can get that same-day service that they're so famous for.
Or
having.
Even future service. I mean, they might not even be able to take your fish if you don't have a reservation.
It's that kind of busy right now.
That's
how
busy
it is. Great problem. Hey, with that said, let's talk to the Your Saltwater Guide. Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Pete, Rick, Samurai. It's a good show today. I love sheephead fishing. That was my deal. Sheephead, blue perch, and calico bass. I made a lot of money fishing for those three animals.
Right on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people love to catch fish when they go fishing.
That's
and those
amazing.
Three fish.
Yeah.
Those three fish seem to always be there, wherever you go, whatever time of year it is. But, hey, Pete and Rick, I just want to let you know, I don't know who's going to be in next Sunday, but we are going War Heroes on Water starting Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'll be up there. I'll be with the War Heroes at some island. I'm not sure. If I'm at Clemente, I definitely will call. But if not, I'm sorry for not. I'm going to do my very best. But War Heroes on Water tournament starts this coming weekend. If you don't know what it is, go to War Heroes on Water and check it out. It's a big deal. We're taking 100 vets fishing this coming weekend. Tournament.
So cool.
Yeah, next weekend, next Sunday. That's next Sunday, right?
Well, it kicks off on Saturday. The parade's in Newport Harbor Saturday, and then we all blast out Saturday night and go to wherever we think we might be able to catch a fish. There's some pretty good captains involved in this. There's a guy named Steve Lasley, another guy named Jimmy Kingsmill. I'm just lucky enough to be tagging along with everybody.
Well, next Sunday we have Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double,
okay,
and Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. So that'll a couple good guys there. Well,
absolutely.
Hopefully you can give us an on-the-water report and tell us how those vets are doing.
Absolutely, and those guys can cover pretty good. They got some good stuff to talk about, so I'm not worried about it. But let's talk about the fishing. Unbelievable still. You go on AIS right now and look at the Tanner Bank. I think there's 53 boats with their AIS on right now on the Tanner this morning.
Like a fraction of the boats that are there.
It's pretty unbelievable to go to Tanner and catch a cow, and it's been going full speed for at least 3 weeks. It's just absolutely unbelievable. So we know that's going on. Everybody knows that's going on. But there's yellowfin tuna on the inner banks, on the dolphin schools. I mean, you look at the San Diego, they never cease to amaze me. They catch yellowfin, bluefin, Dorado, yellowtail, while everybody else is struggling. It's unbelievable what's going on all over the place. And then Catalina and Clemente, like Mark Wish was saying yesterday, there's sign of those yellows there at the islands. There's sign of bluefin on the Farnsworth Bank. The yellows are biting if you find some condition at either island, Clemente or Catalina. Calico bass, I don't know what their deal is right now, but they think that it's springtime. They're in the spawn mode at Catalina right now. I've talked to a lot of my clients that are catching plenty of those females that are all white, and the males that are, their cheeks are all gold. It's like they don't even know what time of year it is anymore. You can just throw the history books away. These fish are all lost. But really fun fishing, still going on all over the place. Beautiful weather this weekend, so I hope everyone's taking advantage of it. Hopefully they're out there fishing, and hopefully we can hang on to this beautiful weather for next weekend for the War Heroes. Get out there on the water with those guys and show them all a good time.
It looks like a little bit of wind here for a couple of days earlier in the week, and then you look really good next week. And I was looking at the forecast. It looks great for the War Heroes. So certainly hope that. And, of course, you are on fishdope.com, getting the information, getting the reports, getting people on the fish. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, is your $20 code to fishdope.com. A must-have. And, Dave, another must-have is yoursaltwaterguide.com. How do we get you?
Guys, check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And if you want secrets on how to catch sheephead, I got a full video series on that.
Oh.
And anything else that you want to catch that swims, plus how to take care of your boat, how to tie up your boat, anything and everything that has to do with fishing in Southern California. I have over 400 how-to videos, and then if you want spots and game plans and all that, you can spend a couple extra bucks and get all that stuff. But we cover everything with the help of Danny and Jason and Ollie over there at Fish Dope and Bloody Decks. We're all working together as one big team to make your fishing experience way better.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you, well, maybe talk to you next Sunday, but either way, good luck, and good for you for taking those vets out on the war.
Yeah, and I'll send you a text. I'll send you a text on Saturday so I know where I'm at. You guys will know what's happening.
Perfect. All right, Dave. All right. Thanks, Dave.
Good luck. Appreciate that very
Bye,
much.
Bye, guys.
That's
going to
wrap up our catch report today. Hey, and the knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're much easier to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more and get the Fish Pro series available right now at Fisherman's Processing.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Ricky.
Harry in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Kevin, I want to tell you thank you for all the advice and information that you provided in your various seminars up at the Fred Hall Show, as well as the one you did down recently down in Dana Landing. I'm a halibut fisherman, and I do a lot of it, and I use the reverse dropper loop. Recently, I've gotten into fishing for the sheephead, and I have a recipe that I use so that I end up, when the lobster season is closed, I use sheephead as my lobster by cooking it a certain way. Now, you mentioned using a dropper loop for sheephead. What's the distance that you, above the weight, do you find is the most effective for your hook?
That is part of the key to getting them to eat. So the thing about a sheephead is they don't want to eat, in my experience, they don't want to eat a bait that's pinned in the current. They want to eat something that's a little bit floating in the current. So it's too unrealistic when that hook is on the line and standing in the middle of nowhere for a sheephead. It's
so a regular dropper loop.
Yeah, I'm talking about regular drop, not reverse.
Not reverse.
No, okay. A regular.
So that's what you want to use for the sheephead.
Because of the rocks. Because if you're not able to manage where the bait floats, you're going to get hung up when it's time to hook a fish. So I use a three-way swivel. I use branches of 40 pound for my hook to mainline, hook and mainline, and then 30 break off below that, so that if the fish does run, it's skipping the rock along the rocks, it'll break off hopefully a 30 before the 40, right?
The sinker.
So the sinker.
So 30 to the sinker, and how long?
So it's my rig is about a foot and a half.
Okay.
So it's floating, and then the sinker is only 2. So there's 6 inches of parting room from the hook to the weight. So in the water, when you're seeing it, it's actually not that close to the weight. It's floating away. The bait's moving around, and little fish are pulling it and taking it wherever they want. But and you can feel all that, but the sheephead notice that, and they notice that it's a lot less intimidating to them rather than having that hook sitting, you know, if you're envisioning this, the hook is literally sitting in the current way, not moving at all. It's just getting pulled on by little fish.
So again, so from the three-way swivel to the sinker, how long?
2 feet.
2 feet. And then from the three-way swivel to the hook, how long?
A foot and a half.
A foot and a half. Okay, that's your key.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Hope that helps you out, Harry. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. We had a good text come through. It says, for Kevin, do you gaff from under or over the fish? And then have you ever tried garden snails for sheephead? And that's from Hills in Ventura.
Oh, boy.
Well, can I go on the snails first?
Yeah.
Sure.
The snails is interesting. I've never really thought of that, actually. I've used limpets. Limpets work all right. It's really tough meat, so it doesn't come off the hook. You give it a try. I'd try anything for a sheephead. They might eat it, you know?
Never know.
That's a wild one.
Yeah.
That is a wild one. Going over the back of a fish and putting the hook down, in my opinion, is the best way to go. Scooping is you have hardly any leverage on the hook getting penetration because you're trying to, trying to upward scoop the fish and
you miss
them
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want the hook to just smack down.
Yeah. Over the back, into the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the way to go.
Hook pointed down, over the back, into the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, good text, Hills. Thanks
for
the call this morning.
So how about Tom from Temecula? Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Morning, Kevin. Great show. I'm ready to go after some sheephead. I don't mean to beat sheephead into the ground here. But a couple questions, Kevin. First of all, do you prefer a rocky area over kelp for a sheephead? And have you tried gulp shrimp I know fresh shrimp is going to be the killer, but gulp shrimp might be another option that you may have tried. And then as far as sea bass, have you ever tried artificial squid, and do they work?
The only thing I'll say about the sheephead and using artificials is that if you're fishing an area where there's tons of them and they're really hungry, yes, it'll work. Cedros, perfect place to try that. Around here it's tough because you just see the sheer amount of people calling about it. Everyone wants to catch them. It's a really hot ticket. I would just caution and let you know that it's tougher around here to get something to eat an artificial, and especially sheephead. In Cedros, it's great. You can use a lot of different lures for sheephead, but here it's very tough. I've used it, not very much success. Seabass, Savage Gear makes a fantastic look imitation of a squid.
That really looks good.
That's crazy.
It is a squid. It's called the Swim Squid. It's a 3D printed squid, just like most of their product. They make different colors. They make the red squid, which is like a fired up, mad looking squid. They make this one that's all glow. It's looks like a just freshly dead one or a dying. I use that for sea bass, and I use it under balloon. That's the way it goes for me. Sometimes if I'm doing it on the kayak, I'll do it just dropping it down to the school. But it's usually a faster thing, so I use the bigger size. The bait is so good. It is exactly like looking like a squid. It gets swallowed. That's the part of the problem with that lure, is that sometimes you want to catch the sea bass in the corner of the mouth, so you got to be aware of that. Using circles is the best way to go. You swap those circles out, or the hooks out on this with the circle hook. If you can make two assist hooks out of circle hooks, that's the better way to go. And then you stick it out there, and it looks like tentacles. Pin a couple of squid on it if you want to make it even more tempting. But that lure is definitely a fishy lure for sea bass.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of fun. Been a very busy morning. Everybody's so stoked to talk to Kevin. But if you want to get your shot, we still got time to get you in. 213-432-1090 or shoot us one of those great texts.
What an amazing prize today. Kevin's giving away a $500 assortment of Savage Gear lures, and then we're giving away that trip of the Liberty to go with it. Whew. So you can go on the Liberty and try them out.
It's like a preview of the Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah, it's like a huge prize.
No doubt.
$700 worth, something like that.
Pretty
sweet. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Well, phones are packed. Next up is John. He's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is for Kevin on lure design. Can you just describe the process that you go through for the lure design, you know, like 3D printing, prototype, testing? How long does that process take? How do you guys go through it? And any other, you know, tips you have on that kind of stuff?
The person that I talk to is the lead designer for the Savage Gear Americas projects. His name's Jose. I've known him for a very long time, as mentioned before. He takes, when he starts with the lure, it's about the concept and the need, you know, in a specific area. You know, let's just say that the mackerel for us was a big deal. So what he'll do is, depending on who he's talking to as far as a field tester, he'll get a physical bait. Like, he'll get the animal, and he'll get it frozen, delivered overnight, to Florida, where he'll start looking at the 3D printed, or start looking at the animal itself, puts it in a scanner, gets it to get the dimensions to, you know, it's a rough design at that point because there's a bunch of curvature and, like, you know, a frozen fish has got divots and all this other stuff, so you kind of have to use your imagination in cleaning it up. But then they, after the 3D scan actually occurs, it goes into a workable, editable piece on the computer, where they'll be able to make a lure concept. From there, they actually have to balance the lure. So it's not just about making a, you know, you can make a solid plastic lure. Will it swim? Probably not. So they have to go through balancing, which is part of the prototyping, part of the process. And then past prototype, it's production and testing. A lot of the testing happens just before production. When they have something that they do believe is going to be irreversibly producible, right? So you can't just go down the line and say, yeah, we're going to back up and say this doesn't balance out well. Oops. It's got to work right out the package the first time, and there's no mistaking it, or else you're going to make people really discouraged to use the product. So the production takes anywhere from the concept to production can take anywhere from 6 months to years, depending on how big of a project and how important it is. But some of these things have been quick turnaround, and some of them have not.
So. The company's very innovative. I know they've won a lot of ICAST awards over the years, and in just, you know, they definitely take a different look at baits. There's a lot of things that are, you know, and that's not a bad thing, but there's a lot of things out there that are recycled versions of the same, and these guys have won a lot of awards for doing a lot of innovative stuff over the years at ICAST.
Yes, yes. And the people that really design this stuff are fishermen. That's part of the problem with the fishing industry, is getting the designers and the owners of these companies to sit down and, like, work because they want to fish all
right.
the time. So these guys really fish their product, and that's why, you know, I trust their judgment going into it. I'm a field tester in some aspects for some of these things that have happened over the years, but they've definitely got their rear end gear for these baits recently.
That's all right, cool. Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah, I had a great text come through. This one was from Russell in Huntington Beach. Do you like to cut your shrimp in half, or do you like to thread the entire thing on the hook?
Depends on what size sheephead you want.
Okay.
The bigger bait gets the bigger fish. It's typically how it goes in the ocean. Sometimes you'll get a elephantina peanut. Personally, I like to a box of shrimp is not cheap, so. It's like going to get a half scoop of sardines. So managing...
Again, raw shrimp with the shell.
With the shell.
Yeah.
So managing your use is important because you just don't want to go through a bag or a box and just, you know, a half an hour's time, because it can happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
So splitting them is good. Plenty of meat on there for a half shrimp for sure.
Do you have to bury the hook or can the hook be exposed?
Are they that sensitive?
They are super smart. So definitely if a hook's showing, you're not catching fish.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're catching small fish, but not the big ones.
Match the hatch then. If you're using smaller pieces, smaller hook?
Yes. Okay. Yes. True. Very true. So if you're using just a chunk, right, just like tuna, you want to make sure that bait is not, or the hook's not super exposed. Yeah. I guess maybe a tuna it's different, but definitely on a sheep head, they sit there and they stare. You know, they see it, they put their eyeball to it, and they look to see what it's if it's safe to eat or not.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of our listeners probably know, but maybe a lot of them don't, the amazing life cycle of a sheep head. Are you pretty knowledgeable on that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So they start out their lives as females, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everyone's usually, you know, when you're on a boat, you'll catch if you're rock fishing, usually you'll see these pink fish come up, all solid pink, and those, you look at them and you're like, that's a weird-looking wrasse thing, like, what is that? And then if you don't know what it is, it's a sheep head, it's a female. They're hermaphrodites, and they change from that female solid red color to the black and red with the white chin that most people, well, even the females have the white chin, but that black and red barred look is the male's, that is a true conversion over to the male hormone of these fish. So they've really mastered the art of reproduction by maximizing the amount of numbers they'll have to produce eggs, unlike other fish like a big, you know, largemouth. Bigger fish are usually females. Well, in this case, if you're catching a lot of the bigger fish and killing them, they won't produce as many eggs, right? Because there's not as many, you know, just humans want to catch bigger fish. There's more females in the sheephead fishery than there are males. So naturally, there's going to be more eggs produced because of that, which is really interesting.
And then what else I understand is that the schools of sheephead don't really turn male until it's necessary.
Right, right.
So if there's a male around to service the eggs, that's the guy.
Right.
And then once he goes away or gets caught by Kevin or whatever, then somebody else in the group turns to be a male.
Right.
And takes care of business.
The only place I've seen that not be true is Cedros.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. They're all big.
They're all big males.
They're all males.
All big males. You don't see any females.
I rarely do you catch females there.
Yeah.
Because there's so many big ones.
Wow.
Yes. It's really wild. It changes the archetype for sure. When you go there, you're like, okay, this fishery is different. And it's when you come here, yeah, it's hard to catch one big one. But when I pulled a big one before, usually there's not very many bigger ones after that. So what you said is true for up here.
Do you have I'm sure not an exact, but do you have an idea of the ratio of females to males you catch when you're fishing up here on your local spots?
Oh, man, 10 to 1.
10 to 1
females.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You go through a lot of females. You just got to make sure you take your time to really make sure they're going to make – usually if you're fishing in the shallows, it's not going to take much to get them back down, but you definitely want to bring – descending device to make sure their air bladders aren't just keeping them on the surface. Mortality rates on those things, I'm sure that you can really do some damage if you're not careful with them, but most of the time they'll go right back down the
lip. A guy like you that's fishing circle hooks, concerned with descending devices, relatively shallow water, I'll bet the amount that survive is super high. You know, I would just yeah. – they're a tough
Hope
fish.
So. Yeah.
They are tough
they're
fish.
They're tough.
But
tough
you
skin,
definitely
tough.
Need to carry it yeah. descending the
sure.
box. Yeah, yeah. for
do
sure.
It, do it right.
And what about eating? Does the female eat better than male, or does it no difference or whatever?
It's just like any other fish around – well, okay, yes. Yes, bottom line is that a bigger fish is going to taste better because there's so – the meat on a small one is so grainy. Is that the word?
Uh-huh.
It's like really soft.
Right.
So there's a ton of muscle filaments, right? And they're really stacked and close together. On a bigger fish, it's less noticeable and it's a lot firmer.
Okay.
So anything above like a 5-pounder is typically what I keep. I don't keep any fish below like 5 pounds, like none.
Yeah. And those are all males?
Yeah, at that point they're all males most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And is it pretty unusual to catch a 12-inch female?
Oh, it's common.
Common, okay.
Very common. All yeah, right. Because they're because
that's a minimum size.
Yeah, and they're fished a lot here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're all talking about it. It'll be fished more, but it's, but it's they're fished a lot. So
yeah.
it's weeding through the small ones to get to the big one kind of concept.
Sure.
When you go, like I said, you go to Cedros, and it's like, I hope someone, I'll have two charters next year with Jeff Mariani.
Okay, so Cedros Island fishing charters.
Yep. Yeah. I did a trip this year, and then we whacked the crap out of us. Is that FCC?
No, that's okay. You're fine.
You're following Ollie. You're fine.
Okay. When did you go?
I went August 6th through the 13th with, and I didn't replace. I can never replace Jeff, but I definitely, he was absent, and he had to make sure.
Okay, that so you were kind of overseeing.
I was there, and, you know, I've been there quite a few times. I think that's my 10th trip with them, so I'm,
wow.
You know.
And what's that new charter like?
The plane?
The rocket ship.
Yeah.
It's the rocket ship.
Yeah.
We loaded up the plane after we crossed CBX maybe at 7:30, and we were at the island at like 8:45, I want to say.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
And we were fishing at 10.
By 10.
On the first day.
So that's like the bonus day.
It was great. It was a full fishing day. We caught fish. So Yellowtail was like, it was great. Just to introduce people to the concept of the island, like, okay. And you get your tackle set up after that, right? You can understand, I'm going to probably use 60-pound minimum for Yellowtail. I'm probably going to use more Maxix or surface liners, depending on what they're eating. So
yeah,
it just depends on. And that day helps you set up. So Jeff said he's going to do, I'm going to hold him to this because he needs to make this promise to people. But I hope that he does just that plane from now on because it's so amazing.
Yeah.
Every charter that does that is just, that is the way to go.
Yeah,
for sure.
Cedros Island Fishing Charters. People have gotten on that, and you go on their website, and there's a few spots left, but
they
want
to jump on them.
Call Katie. Yeah, get on it.
That's cool.
For sure.
Well, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. Roy in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today? Couple of quick questions. Great. For Kevin. Kevin, do you ever fish in the bay just for, you know, a few hours or whatnot? And have you ever tried, like, bigger sand crabs now that summer is over and stuff like that for the sheep's head?
Sand crabs. Mm.
Let me go to the bay one first. The bay, I used to fish the bay a lot when I was growing up, and like I skipped out on my high school prom, my senior prom, because I was fishing the bay at night.
Ah.
So I fished the bay a lot when I was little. Not so much anymore personally. I have access to the bigger water. I like to fish it. Not to say there's not cool fishery in there, but as far as the sand crabs, if you go to IB and you know do Pismos or whatever like that, you know there's this giant sand crab that's like almost 3 inches.
Come
sometimes.
On, really?
Like racquetball size.
They're crazy.
Never
yeah.
seen them. And
different they have species,
different
but
species.
Very, but looks the same. I mean,
when you're digging pismos down there, you see them down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, if you're doing just your feet, they'll pinch you.
Oh no,
they're
kidding.
So big. Yeah,
wow.
It kind of hurts, you know. So,
yeah.
I've used those.
Oh.
No success.
No okay. success.
What about offshore red crab?
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, yeah, they eat that. But when the red crab's around, do they really eat your red crab with the hook in it? No, not so much.
Yeah,
so using something different might benefit you. But I have used red crab when there's no red crab in it.
Like you gather them up, freeze them, take them back with you, drop them on the dropper loop?
They get a little soft after you freeze them, but they still work for one or two fish. So
what about ghost shrimp?
Ghost shrimp works really good, but soft.
Soft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tiny, too.
They'll pick them off real easy.
And it's the other stuff around it. You know, it's not just the sheephead. It's the whitefish.
Right.
It's the brown rock coppers.
Yeah.
It's like all gophers. It's like all these. This aquarium down there, just there's so much stuff that these. It's competitive, you know?
Sure.
Everything wants to eat everything off the hook.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Roy, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Bob, who's calling us from Lakeside. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Bob.
I've used the 3D trout and the bluegills in the past for some bass fishing and caught some pretty nice fish, up to 5 pounds on them. I'm looking at the knife-type jigs. I'm looking on your site, and I'm looking at the sardine gliders and the 3D needle jigs. The heaviest weight I see is 200 grams. Is there anything bigger in your lineup?
Are you looking for something for a bluefin, like big bluefin?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a squish jig, which is more like the flat fall style. It's going to be heavier. It's up to 300 gram. So The needle jigs, though, are, if you've had experience throwing or dropping a vertical jig, the needle jig style, which is a very extremely elongated, tapered out jig, those things sink so fast you won't need to pass the 200 gram. It's the point of that jig is to get down so fast that you want to get to the fish that are on the meter that it just goes right through everything else. So it's not meant to be a flat fall, like a swallowing, like dumb looking, like floating thing. It's like a squish jig. It's meant to be a get down now and rip it up fast jig. So 200 grams plenty.
And I understand that those work really well down in Baja for yellowtail.
And too, amberjack.
Right? And amberjack too. Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're bread and butter. Vertical jigs are just so good, but that needle jig, that style.
So that's what is it, the Savage needle jig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's literally, it looks like a needlefish.
Yeah.
They took a platform, like an idea of a needlefish, and they just made it super long.
Okay.
So
I like the looks of that, the 3D scan, the long cast minnow. That's a really good looking dart style jig.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
that
good.
That would be good for kind of anything,
yeah,
right?
Casting at a yellowfin, little spot of jumping tuna, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it's amazing how realistic a lot of this
crazy
stuff looks like.
Yeah. Whoever wins this prize, but you are going to be so stoked. Yeah, like there's all kinds of cool goodies we can't stop playing with here on the table.
And that freshwater trout, my gosh.
Stupid. It looks like a trout.
Yeah, pretty cool. I'm ready to put it on my fly rod.
Yeah, no doubt.
Look what I got, right?
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you, including finding out who's winning this killer prize pack of Savage gear and going fishing on the Liberty. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time. The big winner going fishing on a full-day trip on board the Liberty and a $500 Savage Gear prize pack. Congratulations to Roy in San Diego. Roy, you are hooked up. Going to love your new goodies.
Thank you, Kevin. That's awesome.
Congratulations to Roy. Really,
yeah. You're going to hook Roy up and maybe even just take it right over to him.
I think I'll take it to him.
Yeah, there you go. That's really nice. A hand-delivered, hand-picked assortment of Savage stuff. So this is your new gig, Savage Gear, and where do you find it?
Savage Gear is in your local tackle shop. It's we're working on it, so I'm going to be setting up hopefully some new accounts. But there's I would say that your best bet to get product now is online. If you want to go down to a local shop, you might have to wait just a little bit. Hopefully I can get some people set up and some new product in there. But, yeah, just give them a phone call and see if they're in there. I'm new to the gig, so we'll see how many more shops we can set up.
Yeah,
and ask your shop for it if they don't have it.
There you go.
I would say that's a big thing for us. You know, we put new gear in based on people coming in and asking
people
for
say,
it.
People so say, I want this.
Yeah, thing. So if that's something that you want, man, tell your local shop.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then, of course, Sea Samurai, you still have the website?
Still up. It's just I haven't been taking people.
You're not guiding,
This coming year will be my reopening.
Okay.
Just let everyone know.
So if they contact you, you could probably twist an arm here and there to get people taken out fishing. We'll see, right?
Yeah, Hart. It's difficult, but I usually point people in the right direction. So
yeah, know other people.
I know other people, yeah. I'll get you if the timing's right, yes, I will take you. Yeah. But if the timing is not right.
And this is kayak fishing.
This is kayak fishing.
Yeah, that's kind of what you guide.
That is what I had done for the longest time, and that's how I got the Hobie job, and that's how I came into the show. So.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great connection. But, again, what's the website?
Sea Samurai, SEASAMURAI, .com.
Seasamurai.com. Yeah. All right. Kevin, always full of knowledge. Any parting shots for people on catching fish right now? I mean, here we're coming into October, which is prime time month. Bluefin, everything, right?
Yeah, this is the time. I would say that if you got a chance, go on a sport boat right now. The Tanner Bite, I don't know when it's going to end, but no one does. But, man, those fish are so big. Like, give it a chance to go out and do this. It's a once in a lifetime shot. Who knows when it will happen again. But.
Right. And the weather is the time. This is the time of year we get that great weather.
Flat, calm.
Yeah.
Unless it's not calm.
Yeah. Unless it's not. Yeah.
It's beautiful,
and don't forget,
unless
it's
not.
But that's why you want to be on the big boat. Why you want to be on one of the four.
Bigger the better. Yeah.
The bigger the better. Well.
Great job, man. This is fun.
Really fun. And thank you. Thanks to JP. Manning the phones today, and thanks to Adam for doing all the great stuff he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Thanks, Adam, for all you do. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Rob Butler from Seatow. He's got some stories.
I can tell you,
Rob's going to be a good guest, and that's going to be some good stories because he's pulled in some crazy stuff. I can guarantee you that. And he's quite the character, too. And then next Sunday, Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. Thanks for listening today, and thanks to all of you out there, and we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.